We've got to know where the money is, where the money is going, what value we're getting for the money. So as unfortunate as it is, in the worst of times, it is the best of times for the governmental financial professionals.
I would imagine some of the discussion going on down there is, of course, OMB putting a hold on a lot of these financial management systems. What's sort of the take that people have as they look at OMB really getting into financial management more than I've seen in at least the last couple of years?
Well, I think the situation is that when you have these elongated governmental financial systems that are taking 4, 5, 6, 7 years to put in, there are so many people who start the system who are not around at the end. And there are a lot of things that are missed as you go on downstream. And so what I think OMB is doing is saying, look, let's come back here and let's start talking about perhaps some systems that don't take quite that much time, that they're not that complicated, that do not involve that much money. And let's do something that is a positive thing in the next 12 to 18 months, and then we continue to develop that. I don't think it necessarily means that the systems, these bigger systems, are forever lost. It is just a case of we can't continue to focus on long term. We've got to focus more on short term. We've got to have some wins, because wins builds enthusiasm, enthusiasm builds more wins, and so on and so forth. And if it takes 6 or 7 years to get something done, the enthusiasm goes, and the people who are at the end were not the people at the beginning anyway. So they don't even necessarily know why it started in the first place.
Has transparency changed the role of the government accountants that much?
Absolutely. I mean, the Obama administration with recovery.gov has changed the dynamics forever. This is a seminal moment in terms of governmental financial management. It is, we will never go back. We are only going to continue to put more and more information up. All of the states are talking about putting their information up on websites. The problem, I mean, that's a positive, but the more difficult issue is, once you put all that information up, are you now obfuscating things because you've got so much information up that people can't understand it? And so where I think the government financial professionals are now is working to try and develop some kind of reports, some kind of mechanisms to get the information off of the websites so that the average citizens can begin to look at it. Because I know the average citizen can go up on the website and poke around and find things, but I'm not sure that the average citizen is going to be able to deal with the volume of information that's up there, and that they're going to be able to make any sense of it.
And part of the challenge, it seems like, I mean, I was at a conference a couple months ago where the DC has this dashboard where you can delve in and see how much spending incredible amounts of detail. And somebody went in and calculated out how much DC is spending per person on email. And all of a sudden, you have to answer very different questions than you had to answer even 5 years ago.
Well, that is one of the results of this. I mean, if you think back, Chris, we didn't have websites in 1990. I mean, we now have websites. We have demands for information that are just exploding. And part of the issue is going to be, you know, how do you deal with all this information? We didn't set up the financial systems to generate the kinds of information that people are interested in. So what we're going to have to do is to work with the system to begin to change some of these systems to generate the information that will give the people the cost of email or the cost of any particular aspect. And it's not only for D.C., but it could be for every one of the federal agencies.
Yeah.
It could be for every state. It could be for every city in every state, and the counties and the towns and the villages.
And I know
I almost run out of breath.
Yeah, I know
the myriad of information.
And I know one of the discussions going on, it went on another session I was at, was, okay, who are we really trying to reach? And I know you guys have been talking about the citizen-centric approach, that you need some kind of report so Joe or Joanna citizen out there can find the information they need. That does, that may also mean you have other information where the real maybe wonky person can go in and find what they're looking for as well.
Well, that's the situation. We, and I personally am interested in making sure that the citizens receive information that they can use. The citizens are the voters. These are the people that elect our leaders, and I believe that they need the information. We've conducted two surveys on this fact, and the citizens have come back and said they absolutely want the information. They need the information. So what we would like to do is to be able to develop mechanisms so that we can give them the information in a form that they can utilize. Now, that doesn't mean that we ignore the legislators. What we would like to do is to talk to the legislators and perhaps begin to develop some kind of report or sense that, you know, we're giving the legislators the information that they need and want. And then I think what we would do is look to the financial community, and we could talk about how we would give the information to the bond raters and to the people who are buying the bonds. And all of these needs may be different. And in the past, what we focused on was audited set of financial statements, which we said was one size fits all. This is the information we're giving you. Well, we found out that people just didn't read that, those. They don't understand them. And so I believe it's incumbent upon us, and particularly AGA as the leader in this, to begin to break this information down so that we can look at it in terms of developing reports that are perhaps specialized. Even the audited financial statement, you could say that that's not a general purpose financial statement. That's a special purpose statement. Well, we can have other special purpose statements too, but what we've got to do is we've got to determine what the user wants with the information. That's why we have started with our citizen-centric approach. We've got, I don't know, 40, 50 entities out there that are doing it. We've got 8 states that are doing it. And D.C. D.C. has a citizen-centric report. Maryland has one. South Carolina, Nevada, Oregon.
GSA actually won an award for theirs.
That's correct. Yeah. And so this is what we're pushing. We believe that this would be beneficial to all parties, and that's what we think the government financial professionals should be doing.